This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking about another event happening just a little bit differently. It's a virtual theater production from the Theater Arts Program at Umpqua Community College. Chris Lyon, one of the people involved. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We are doing well. It's interesting to see in theater and arts and so many areas of business even, how many people are having to look for new ways, different ways to do things right now. And in the theater program at UCC, you guys are doing it again. Tell us about what's coming soon.
Well, we got our play In Love and Warcraft by Madhuri Shekhar on Friday, February 26th. Saturday, February 27th, Friday, March 5th, and March 6th, all at 6 p.m. And they're all going to be live streaming at showtix4u.com. All you have to do is search Center Stage, and it will take you to the event, and you can purchase your tickets there.
So do you, when you're watching it, is it actually being done live then, or will it be produced ahead of time and essentially be able to access it there at those times?
It's actually all live, so you do have to make it at those times at 7 o'clock on each of those days.
Interesting. Well, tell us a little bit, kind of give us the PG-13 version of the show.
Well, of course. So In Love and Warcraft is a play about Evie Malone, who is a gamer girl, college senior, and confirmed virgin. Has it all figured out. Not only does she command a top-ranked guild in Warcraft with her online boyfriend, but she also makes a little cash to the side writing love letters for people who screwed up their relationship. But, you know, she learns through Warcraft that love is not just about gaming. It's all about strategies, game plans, and not taking risks. So she does what she thinks until she actually falls for a guy in real life, and she figures out that no amount of gaming expertise will help her out when she finds herself with a non-virtual, total real, and incredible cute boyfriend who wants more from her than she's willing to give.
And I know that your director, Christina Auerbach, made note that this is one that's for adult audiences, not younger audiences, due to the situation, it's a topic and all of that. I want to talk about the technology aspect, though, of what's involved in doing a theater production and doing it virtually like this.
Well, it's a lot of using a platform called Zoom, where we all call in virtually at our own homes. We do our own backgrounds. We make our own sounds. It's actually a really phenomenal process all around, and then we just put it all together into a play, and it's a really fantastic thing to see if you have not actually had the chance to see one yourself.
So that's got to be interesting. If some of the actors, then, I mean, you wouldn't even have to be in Roseburg. People can be in different places and involved this way. Mm-hmm. That's got to create some different dynamics.
Oh yeah, totally. Like for instance, we have some people that are out of Eugene. We have one that's down in California. Actually, our main actor, Evie Malone, who's played by Ariel Hicks, actually lives down in California. So the fact that she auditioned from out of our state even gives theater a whole new awakening for the possibilities in the future.
So that means, I mean, if you're doing this here in Roseburg, people could be doing things other places. You could be at a different time appearing at a theater production in Vermont or vice versa.
Exactly, exactly. We actually want to continue doing these kind of shows even as this pandemic goes away. We do want to continue doing virtual shows in the future because we do see that there is an audience that is there for it.
Wow, and it's pretty fascinating. And of course, there are different platforms, different options. Talk about the ticket prices and how that works.
Yeah, so like I said, you have to go to showtix4u.com. and search Center Stage, and then it'll take you to the event where you can purchase tickets to the stream. So $5 for one person, $15 for our group. And then they receive an email with a unique code that will input to order to watch the stream during that time.
So for you, how did you get into acting?
Me personally, I was a theater, drama, choir nerd back in high school. So pretty much that's what I ended up doing. And I just branched out and got to know my community and got to know Chris Alaback, who is a wonderful director. And now I actually have the privilege of not only acting, but getting the chance to produce and direct my own show here next term as well.
Wow. And I understand next term you're looking at something that's going to be also a little bit different.
There's a lot of stuff that's actually coming up. We have some 10-minute virtual plays for free that we're doing. Like last week, we did They're Made of Meat, which is like kind of a alien philosophy style play. We're doing The Dwindling this Saturday on the UCC Center Stage Facebook page. And on March 13th, we're also looking at a different play, but we're still trying to figure out what to do on that. But when it comes to next term, yeah, we have two awesome and amazing plays. One, which is being directed by Christina Alaback and music by Jason Heels, is a live outdoor, socially distanced Star Trek musical, Arena Gorn Superstar, based on the original series episode Arena from Star Trek. And then we also have our virtual show, which is going to be directed by me, which is the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. And each of these shows are going to be an amazing opportunity for people around the community to get back into theater as we are in this situation that we're in.
Wow. Well, it's neat to see people persevering, getting through, wanting to do their craft so bad that they're willing to learn new skills, new things so that they can act, but maybe just in a different way. Again, all of this coming up, and if people want to find out more about everything in theater at UCC, where's the best place to go?
Generally, the UCC Center Stage Facebook is the best way to go. You can contact Christina Alaback, or you can even contact me, Christopher Lyon, for any future information.
All right, Chris Lyon from Umpqua Community College Theater. Chris, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
All right, 8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.